Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Carter, this is super exciting. We are talking with Anne. She is the CEO of Bigfoot 4x4.
Yeah.
What's Bigfoot? What's it known as?
The original Bigfoot.
The original monster truck, right?
Right.
Okay, so tell us, how cool was it growing up with your dad creating Bigfoot?
So when I was growing up, it was just our company truck. My dad took us to school in it. It was just a regular pickup truck. And then starting when I was in, I guess, early high school, he started kept getting bigger. It kept getting bigger. They put bigger tires on it and bigger axles on it and do all this stuff. And then it got so popular because people came to wanted to see it do everything that they made another one. And so then there was Bigfoot number two, and then there was Bigfoot number three, and it just sort of just this kind of explosion of stuff. So
I have to ask you, what do you drive? You can't tell me you drive a Kia or something like that.
Actually, I finally bought my dream car a few months ago. We have a 2020 Mustang GT.
Okay, so we're going fast too.
Yeah.
Big and fast. That seems to be the family theme.
Yeah,
Carter, do you remember what Pop's question was about Bigfoot? About the tires?
They're big. They can roll into water.
So my dad is a big Bigfoot fan, and he remembers the original Bigfoot having tires that were able to go in the water.
Right, right. So they put tires on one time and decided to try to see if it would float. And it floated. It was sort of an accident, but it floated. And then they actually did a race down the river against a paddle boat, too, because the tires have a real big cleat, so it was almost like paddles they used for it. So it was pretty cool, actually.
So what is your favorite memory growing up with Bigfoot as a part of your family?
Oh, my gosh. That's really hard to answer.
Too many, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, my dad started this when I was like 12. So I'm not 12 anymore. I'm a lot older than that now. So, oh my gosh. One of the coolest things that the company did, I didn't personally do it, but we actually sent a truck over to Kuwait and they did car crushes for the troops.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. So they did like 3 or 4 car crushes for the troops and they shipped them in from all the different bases. So they'd all come to see it. They all got to take buses in to come for it. And that's probably the coolest thing we've ever done. The coolest thing I was probably involved in is about 10, 15 years ago, we did a cartoon, and I was an executive producer on helping to put together this stuff for it. So for me personally, that was pretty cool.
Okay, what is your car name? Do you have a name for your car?
You know what? I've never named my cars. I never have.
An iconic monster truck like Bigfoot?
Well, but you have to understand, Bigfoot wasn't really named. So in essence, what happened is that my dad used to take it out on the weekends, and we'd go to mud runs and truck pulls and all those things, and he'd break stuff. So his manager of the shop, we had a four-wheel drive shop, said, if you just keep your Bigfoot off the pedal, we quit having this problem. So that's actually where Bigfoot came from.
That's where it was born.
So they decided to put it on the side of the truck, you know, just like right outside his door. And then it just sort of started being known that way.
Well, and it's cool that Bigfoot started off as a truck, just a family truck. Now you are this corporation. Can you tell me a little bit more about the corporation?
Until the pandemic, we did 700 to 800 appearance days a year. We actually run 7 full-time trucks that we have. It's huge. Earlier this year, we were in Scotland. We were in Poland. We did a bunch of stuff in the U.S. We have like 3 parts of our business. The one is the actual live entertainment. Another one is the sponsorships that we do. And then another part of it is licensing, which is partly why we're with Hot Wheels, because we just re-signed with Hot Wheels after not being with them for a few years. But we just re-signed with them and extended our deal to 2025, which will be our 40 No, our 50th anniversary.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a big birthday.
So, yes, a big, big birthday. That's 2025.
So. Okay. We have a couple of the Hot Wheels, the Bigfoot. We have the 45. We have, what other Bigfoot do we have?
Bigfoot 5.
We have the 45.
We have Bigfoot number 1.
Well, yeah, the original. So what do we have planned for Bigfoot 50? Will there be a special edition truck?
Yes. Yes. We don't know what yet. We'll probably start planning that about a year from now. But at this point, we already know that Snakebite, who is Bigfoot's arch nemesis, will be coming out next year.
Oh.
So we'll probably have a Bigfoot versus Snakebite thing going on again, like we did for many years in the past. And I guess we've approved, what, 3 or 4 more?
Yes.
Ones for next year, too. So we're pretty excited about that. But we really don't know about the 50th yet. We're like just starting to think, okay, what are we going to do?
Well, we are looking forward to it. I thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. And I thank you for all the great memories you've already given my son and my family throughout the years.
Thank you so much. Thanks to you. This was nice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!